This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Something to Prove. That is a brand new song from Alexis Lynn. She just dropped that single, and she is from Vancouver. She's part of the LGBTQIA community there, and it's a very cool little song. I've always been a very big fan of Alexis Lynn. Check her out on socials. She's fun to follow, and she's also an artist. Other than a musician, like a visual artist, that's what I mean. We've got something here on the show. This is The Jukebox, as you know. And if you don't know, now you know. This is a song from Odan, and the song is called All That I've Wasted. It's about recalling a past relationship and still feeling their presence in your life as regrets consume your thoughts. This is on an EP that was just released a week ago from the Australian alternative rock singer, and here it is on The Jukebox.
Thank you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Let's wander slowly through the fields. Slowly, slowly through the fields. I touch the leaves that touch the sky. Just you and I through fields of joy. Our troubles slowly.
You may have seen him play piano at the Oscars recently. That is the legendary Mr. Lenny Kravitz. His first name's Leonard. I don't know if you knew that, but that was Fields of Joy from his Mama Said record. And Mama Said was a record that came out in 1991. And Fields of Joy is actually a cover from a New York band called the New York Rassemblers. And it was released in 1970, and Lenny made it, well, quite popular with that record, right? We have music from Del Barber from Manitoba, a brand new single from Del called I Told You So. He signed to Acronium Records. Ava Rose Johnson is also on the show, and she won a Native American Music Award in November of 2022 for Best Female Artist of the Year. She comes in with a song from Bob Dylan, a couple covers in this segment. The song is Don't Think Twice. I'm pretty sure you've heard it. Jeremy Albino, saw him in Nashville at Americana Fest a couple years ago. He is a dynamic performer with a great voice and a great stage presence. Just released a song called Across the Hall, and he was born and raised in Toronto, but his heart led him to Prince Edward County, which is outside of the city about a couple of hours, where he spent a decade on farms and honing his songwriting skills and his playing. He is fantastic. I hope that you enjoy his song, Across the Hall. Right now, I'd like to play a song from a musician from Attawapiskat who used to be in Midnight Shine. They might get back together one day, I'm not sure, but for the last little while, Adrian Sutherland has embarked on a solo career, which led to a Juno nomination for Best Contemporary Indigenous Artist of the Year at the 2021 Juno Awards. Here he is with a brand new song called Better, and the song speaks for itself. It really is about trying to find that place in your heart and in your psyche, in your soul, and be better than you were the day before. Here is Adrian Sutherland on the jukebox.
And voodoo stride, my eyelids so heavy, but I can't fall asleep. Driving in my pickup, I bought dirt cheap. If I had two wings, I would learn. On Dufferin Street, living side by side, the lonely times have not been kind. Kept apart by concrete walls, your voice comes floating down, down the hall. Sing to me, dream, do-si-do, a song. So sing to me, dream. I don't know.
okay. So sing today. I don't know your name, but that's all right, that's okay. I don't know your name, but you're everything. You're all I have someday, and that's okay.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
come clear. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Our horses are getting old. Haven't had a saddle on Georgia in at least a year. But you know I woke up feeling bold. Had to know if I could hold on to her when she starts to rear. And when that old mare comes completely undone, puts me on my back, staring straight up at the...
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. Wouldn't it be great to change places with a bird? To fly freely, to perch on the highest branch, even to share the joys of building a nest. Just like that, your wish is granted. You switch places with a robin. The flying part is fun, but there's work to do. There's a nest to build. What would be the human-sized equivalent of a robin's nest? An average robin weighs less than 3 ounces. Let's say an average person weighs 170 pounds, or 1,000 times as much as a robin. A robin's nest, made of grass and mud, weighs about 7 ounces, so yours will weigh 450 pounds. You'll need to collect about 350 strands of grass, each about 4 feet long. And don't forget the mud, 150 pounds of it. You have 5 days to complete the job. Of course, being a robin, you'll have to carry all these materials in your beak. That's 300 mouthfuls of mud. On second thought, maybe you'd rather switch places with a plover and just rearrange pebbles on the ground to create a nest. Learn a lot more about nests and even peer into one via a webcam. It's all on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.